VPR Art Hounds found some wonderful, eclectic, and vibrant arts events for you to attend this weekend and next. Like an event that will challenge society's stereotypes regarding mental illness through the arts. Also a Venezuelan-based music and percussion group to warm up an evening in Burlington. And student actors on stage in South Burlington. First, here's Dawn Littlepage. She's an artist from Randolph, and she has more about celebrating creativity at the Chandler Music Hall.
Celebrating creativity and mental health, wellness, and recovery, the event will celebrate the agency's 50th anniversary by featuring talents of those who recognize mental health as an essential part of overall well-being at an art show opening, followed by a musical performance from the spectacular Me Too Orchestra, founded in Burlington, Vermont, is the only classical musical organization in the world for people with mental illnesses and those who support them.
The Me Too Orchestra, the art show, and the readings featuring over 50 works of art takes place Saturday, January 7th at Chandler Music Hall in Randolph. Next is Jacob Edgar. He is owner of the Charlotte-based record label Cumbancha, and he suggests the Venezuelan dance percussion group, coming up at North End Studios in Burlington.
It's a group called Betseda Machado y La Parranda El Clavo, and they are from a small town in Venezuela. They're on their first American tour, and this is an incredible Afro-Venezuelan dance, music, and percussion group. It's better than a warm fire, I'll tell you that. They're going to be bringing the heat all the way from Venezuela to Vermont.
That concert is Wednesday, January 11th at North End Studios in Burlington. Jen Barden is a dance teacher, and she suggests a play at the Black Box Theater at Spotlight Vermont in South Burlington.
Calvin Berger is a musical loosely based on Cyrano de Bergerac, and it stars four amazingly talented local high school students. Calvin Berger is also the premier show of Two Prince Productions. Two Prince Productions was created to provide more performing opportunities for teens and at the same time creating a way for them to get back to their community.
The musical Calvin Berger, Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th, and Sunday, January 15th, at the Black Box Theater at Spotlight Vermont in South Burlington. And Michelle Rozovsky is a proud parent of a student actor from South Burlington. Here she is with more about a Bertolt Brecht play on stage in South Burlington.
The Caucasian Chalk Circle, under the direction of David Bailey of First Light Theater, the talented actors and musicians of South Burlington's Tuttle Middle School bring you a timeless parable of love, parenthood, justice, and how to do right when the world goes wrong.
Tuttle Middle School student actors take on that play January 13th and 14th in South Burlington. Find everything you need to know about these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.